Hello, I am Nimja, and this is only teasing. In a way, this file is just some light-hearted fun. Nothing serious, nothing heavy. Simply some tempting and teasing into tantalizing sensation. It's up to you to participate or not as you so wish, and you might find yourself react one way or the other while I'm telling you a story. This story, similar to others that I've told, is something that happened recently. I was having a conversation about edging and the wonderful mindlessness that it can cause, especially if you do it repeatedly. This wonderful feeling of sort of bringing yourself to the edge close that you almost enter a state of trance simply by thinking about how good it would be, so focused on the simple sensations all building up inside of you, so wonderfully close to an idea. And then, of course, having to wake up a little, because if you continue, you might go too far, you might drop completely into trance or awaken from the edge. Now, what I also said is that practice makes perfect. The more you do it, the easier it becomes, and in this case, the more you practice that pleasure, that edging, that teasing and tempting, the more natural it feels and the more close you could easily get to the point of no return without ever falling over. Even if your mind just wants to fall over into trance and just sort of mindlessly close its eyes and just drop or drip or maybe flip over once again, who knows where it goes. If your mind is awake or not, I can take the thoughts away just like that. And when I do, it's just sort of playfully fun to let you feel when we've begun to go in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing, after all. Now, while I was telling this story, you might have noticed that you yourself were beginning to react. But like I said, it is a fact that I'm only teasing. There's no reason to go down deep into trance to feel your mind sink into that never-ending spiral of wonderful pleasure, getting closer and closer as your body spirals down a well of want and need, as you feel that slowly feeding your desire, a fire fueling the edge, getting closer and closer as your mind melts away, and it is only a tease. We're just talking, after all. There's no window and no wall, there's no door to fall through, even if you want more inside of you. Depth, want, need, pleasure, and maybe something else. Regardless, it was a lot of fun to have this discussion, because as I was talking, I kind of noticed that you were drifting off over and over again, sort of wanting to just close your eyes and almost moan. Anyway, what am I saying? All right. I was telling you about teasing, about a fun conversation that I had that was leading address. It was a short stop and a drop before you just let yourself go, and then, of course, even if you know what's happening, you still feel almost like a pledge of your unconscious to edge with your desire. Now, maybe a simple feeling might fire up some pleasure that permeates your cells, your nerves, your senses, tingling sensations beginning to form. A drift, a drop, a drip. Or maybe I let slip something else. Now, this is only a tease, of course. It might please some senses, and some sensations might be invited deeper and deeper, and upside down, then again righted into a wake, and then almost too far away from the edge. Like I was saying, I'm only teasing, only pleasing and just finding a reason to tempt you to feel, make it real, deep and heavy, sweet and sensational, as your senses can relate to the state that you're in and the way that you find yourself drifting back in to the trance. Now, you may have realized that you've been hypnotized over and over again, almost like a fraction of fractionation, a very pleasing way of telling you, wake, that I'm only teasing. It's almost as if you like being hypnotized, tempted deep, falling in and out of trance. It's as easy as edging. Did you know that when the desire grows, it is only a snap away, sort of a sharp feeling, a tap in the right place. There's a rhythm and a need, a craving way to feed the pleasure, indeed drifting deep. A snap, a tick, a tock, a drip, a drop, a wonderful feeling that doesn't stop. It's a shock sometimes, that little snap and a tap, a feeling of wanting, of needing, reeling, waves. Stray thoughts, slowly touching places, pending different desires, fending off your thoughts for fires of need, and etching, pleasing, only teasing, wake. Now I know you want to go back down, deeper to the edge, even if it means that the deeper you go and the better it feels, the more you lose your mind. Always getting closer where you'll find the edge leading into trance. Making falling over the edge almost impossible, though a fun goal to pursue nonetheless. It's like chess with a mind. Your unconscious will find ways to tempt, to pretend that everything is okay as you feel snaps leading the way to even more pleasure. Suddenly there, a snap, and then unaware of how good it feels, close to your mind, open to find the edge right there, melting, awake only to drop even deeper. And then of course there's this moment that just pulls you in. Edge asking for more, to go deeper, to flow and grow with pleasure, craving, wanting, needing deeper, dripping, dropping. So wake. I'm only teasing after all. Can't make it serious, now can I? I'm sure you were in serious danger of getting too much into it, and we can't have that. It would be too pleasing rather than teasing. And I have to mend the way I tempt your thoughts astray. All right, if you're wishing for elation, I'll continue the fractionation, let you drop once more to the edge and feel the flow grow and deeply pull you down. Pleasure becoming even more intense, waking and wanting, needing and dropping deeper. Maybe not. Maybe even this is another way to tease, to please, to make you drift. So as I'm only taking you deeper, just like that, let your thoughts fall flat and slide away. I'm sure that there's a feeling, a goal, a want for a release, but I won't be releasing, only teasing. So wake, or maybe not. I'm sure that you would prefer to just go back down again. You know, I could just tell you of something that happened a while ago when I started to count down. In much of my work, countdowns have a very special meaning. They tend to invite someone closer and closer to the edge. And the more conditioned or practiced they are, the more each number becomes a wave by itself, almost as if each single one pushes the mind and the body a little more, to the point where even the first one sort of fires up all the senses. Can you imagine how intense even the number 10 would be, as it leads into 9, getting closer and closer, 8, as if each one is an edge by themselves, 7, tempting you, 6, 5. Wake. I'm only teasing after all, you know that by now. Although I'm sure the craving is far from small. 10, 9. So are you awake or not? 7. Affected deeply. 6. Not quite awake nor absent. 5. And yet the feeling is getting stronger and stronger. 4. 3. And that's when I stopped counting. Way too close to the end and yet nowhere near close enough. It was so frustrating. The look in your eyes, I'm sure. So I guess I should end this. Let the file fade away, the music slowly disappearing into the background. It's so easy to imagine, isn't it? That disappointment that it's over, 10, and yet wondering what kind of teasing would occur, 9, as you keep getting closer, 7, as I'm only teasing, 6, so what will I do, 5, will I tell you to wake again, or no, I just did. 10, 9, 8, 7. Ah, those waves. 6, 5. And practice makes perfect after all. 4, 3, 2. Maybe 1. But I already said it, didn't I? Or is your body still aching for that number explicitly on its own? 1. Apparently it is. Wake. I guess I was only teasing. Enjoy.